Okay, du går i.
Okay. Just Pat Holden here. Pat, it's a fantastic night for you tonight. I mean, 29 goals now. The last time I spoke to you was 26. I wasn't down in Waterford last week. Congratulations on that performance. I believe it was a fantastic performance that night. Tonight, two more goals. You must be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, you know, tonight, you know, we wanted to break the record in points, and that was Stephen Kenny definitely instilled that into us before we went out onto the pitch to make sure we try and get 3 points tonight. You know, and scoring early definitely helped. I thought we responded well after me missing the penalty as well. We kept going. I thought we played with some fierce intensity today.
I thought it was a fantastic start.
I thought we were brilliant passing, the movement, everyone was brilliant tonight, and you know, we wanted to put on a show tonight, and I think we did.
Well, there's absolutely no question about it. The penalty, I was saying to myself there was absolutely no doubt that the ball, I said I'd put my house on it, that you were going to score. I put a curse on you, I think. The goalie got down well to it, though, in fairness.
Yeah, he saved it well, but, you know, that's what happens when you change your mind in the last second. I normally go the other side, and I actually had him done as well. I had him going the wrong way, but, you know, that's what happens when you change your mind the last second, and something to learn from. But, you know, at least I took the next penalty just to make sure, you know, psychologically that doesn't affect, because sometimes it can affect you, and you know, I had to make sure I put that one away, and thankfully I did.
But it was, you know, like two goals from John Mountney tonight too. He put his goals away fantastic. One of them for me, Ronan Murray's lob over, and then he got it to the finish. That was a fabulous goal.
Yeah, you know, I thought John was excellent tonight. I thought Ronan was brilliant in there as well, made things happen, but I think everyone's brilliant, you know. We just put on a great show tonight, in my opinion, and that's what we wanted to do at the start. The gaffer was like, make sure you put on the show tonight, because the last two times we played at home, we've only won 1-0, 1-0, and or 1-1 and 1-0. So we had to make sure we put on the show on our last game of the season, and we did. And everyone was just
because
fantastic.
Because you had the country watching tonight.
Oh, definitely. And you want to make sure you want to show that why we're champions as well. And I think it just proves why tonight, because it could have been 8 or 9 tonight, and I thought we were brilliant.
Well, I was up, if you don't mind me just asking you this, I was up on Tuesday night at the Republic of Ireland game, and I was at the two games last weekend, and you know, some of the things that have been, the manager's been saying that they don't have the firepower up front and whatever, but like, I'm thinking of you, I'm thinking of Seanie Maguire. I mean, you're more than good enough to be playing on that Irish team.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I can only concentrate on what I'm doing here. Like,
it doesn't make sense, though.
But it's not really for me to comment. All I can do is keep doing what I'm doing with Dundalk, keep trying to win games of football, and make sure we're prime coming into a cup final on 4th of November. That's my main focus right now. And, you know, if I get into the squad, it'll be brilliant. You know, it'll be an absolute honour. Like, it'll be a dream come true. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen, but hopefully it does. But sure, all I can keep doing, like I said, is just keep putting in good performances.
Do you see a time when that you might ever return to the UK?
Sorry, say again?
Do you see a time maybe that you could return to a top flight UK club?
I don't know. Like, you know, like, I have another year left. I've had a very good season this year, and you know, I'd be hoping to improve that next year. It'd be very hard to top what I've done this year, obviously, but you know, I've another year left. I have Champions League football to look forward to as well. So, you know, it's very hard to think like that. Especially when I have a year with a great club like this, great players, great staff, great team. I'm very happy where I am. So, you know, I'm happy, to be honest. So.
It's amazing. It's just under a year since you re-signed for them.
Yeah, you know, and like I said at the start of the season, Dundalk were getting me at a good time, and I'm getting them at a good time, and it just proved that I was right, so thankfully I done that.
And possibly you might get clear of the season.
Well, you know, there's probably a good few contenders in there in the group. You know, it'd be nice to win one. I thought I had a great chance in 2014, and I got pipped to it, so, you know, it'd be nice to, I'm not going to lie, it would be nice to win it, but, you know, with two, I reckon we'll have, obviously, Mickey will be in there as well for it, and you never know who else. I think we could have one more, but you have to wait and see, and hopefully.
Of the league wins, finally, for you, of the league wins that you have had with Dundalk, how good was this one in comparison to others?
Well, for me personally, it's been excellent, because, you know, with the 2 years I've had, With the 2 years I've had, with the 2 years, sorry, lad. With the 2 years I've had, you know, like, there was so many downs, like, there was a lot of negatives. Just, I was just a roller coaster ride, to be honest. I was injured, couldn't get fit. Then when I was fit, a manager won't pick me. I'm staying in the stands. I'm frustrated. Like, I'm the type of person who wants to play every minute. I live and breathe football, and that knocks you a lot as well. And you know,
did it affect your confidence?
It did, of course it did, because you want to play football. You want to show people what you can do, but you can't do that. And then you're getting five minute appearances here and there. So, like, you know, like, what's that going to do for me? It done nothing for me. So, you know, maybe getting that injury in the summer was a blessing in disguise for me coming back here and getting myself 100% right with the medical staff team, with the medical staff here that worked tremendously hard on me, and I worked tremendously hard on injury prevention, and, you know, it was just brilliant.
It's fantastic. Just the last question, it's fantastic to see the effect the team has had on the town of Dundalk, and the young people are buzzing, the middle-aged people, the elderly are buzzing. The town has absolutely, or the team has lit the town today.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I went to Talonstown to an estate there on Tuesday, and I was overwhelmed with the reception I got. I couldn't believe it. I honestly couldn't believe there was about 70 kids there, 50 kids, 100 people all together, just there for me to picture, sign autographs, and I was overwhelmed. I couldn't believe it, and I was absolutely delighted, and kind of opens your eyes as well.
They're not talking about the English Premiership players anymore, they're talking about you.
And you know, it opens your eyes as well of, like, you know, how much people actually love you, and I love what you do, and, you know, that gives me a great sense of achievement, and you know, I'm just happy, I'm just buzzing.
Listen, Pat, congratulations. Cheers, and I'll be talking to you again. Thank you.